This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله أجمعين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته
ما شاء الله تبارك الله Welcome everyone to week number 3 and episode number 14. This is Ramadan week of our Young Learners Hub and Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us another chance to build Jannah together. When the program started, you saw me smiling because we wanted to go live. We hit the live button, but it just wasn't connecting. Subhanallah. So I don't know if you guys could see me trying to move around to try and see what was happening, make sure the internet was connected and so on and so forth. I suppose it's all part of the fun of live TV, especially if you're a one-man show or a one-family show, right? All right, so that's the reason why you saw me laughing when we began. So as always, we welcome our viewers from Iman Channel who are joining us as well, alhamdulillah. And we offer a special welcome to the following people, Haifa Ghani, who's 8 years old from Nottingham. And mashallah, she watched all our episodes. It's a real honor, Haifa, to have you with us. We have Sarah, Inaya, Khadija, and they're from Nuneaton in England. We have Shaima from Nairobi in Kenya. Mashallah. We have Shu'aib, who's 11. Salman, who is 6, from Tower Hamlets in London. Welcome to you all. Also, we have Imad, who's 10, and Maryam, who's 8, from Sydney. We have Bilal, who is 7, and Dawood, who is 6, from the Maldives. Wow, subhanallah, we've reached the island of Maldives. We have Zubair Ahmed from London, who's living in Nairobi. MashaAllah, I think you love the African weather, right? More than the UK weather, yeah, Zubair. And then a welcome to Ibrahim Sheikh Ali, and finally Iman, who's 13, Haya, who's 12, Zaid, who's 7, and Sumaya, who's 5, all the way from Dubai. Welcome everyone. And no doubt, a new name that we heard today is Nuneaton. I don't think we've announced Nuneaton before. So once again, welcome Sarah and Inaya and Khadija. Now, yesterday, for one reason or the other, the worksheets didn't go up on time. Okay, so a lot of you might have missed the Quran episode worksheet, but that's not a problem, alhamdulillah. Today, in the description box at the bottom of this video, you will see a link to yesterday's worksheet and a link to today's worksheet, okay? And don't forget to visit my website every day, the Young Learners Corner portion of my website, where we upload for you practice questions courtesy of the Sisters Project. Now, before we kick off with today's session, let's just take a couple questions that came in yesterday from you all in relation to the Quran. Well, one was in relation to the Quran and one I felt was very important. Okay, we have Akhrarova, one of our diligent students, mashallah, who asked a question and said, which dua can I make for my parents to go to Jannah? Mashallah, I thought that was a beautiful question and we must shed some guidance with regards to this question. So to my dear questioner, you can ask Allah using any dua from your heart in any language you speak, okay? You just raise your hands and say, Ya Allah, I really, really ask you to place my parents in the highest Jannah. This is enough, okay? But I also want to teach you about one dua that the Prophet, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to make for our parents. Allah told us in the Quran a dua. He taught us in the Quran a dua, and that dua is for our parents. And that is in the form of saying, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. That, oh my Lord, have mercy on my mother and father because they nurtured me and raised me and looked after me when I was small.
The third page of Surah Isra.
Abdullah is telling us this is in the third page of Surah Al-Isra. Are you absolutely sure it's the third page, Abdullah?
Yes.
Why don't you go check and make sure? So, this is what Allah tells us to say for our parents. Now, when Allah tells us to say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا, oh my Lord, have mercy on my parents, this means, oh Allah, give my parents everything that is good in this life and the next life. Whether I know it's good or I don't know that it's good. Whether I know to ask you for this for my parents or I don't know. Because Ya Allah, you know everything. So I'm asking you, Ya Allah, to give my parents everything that you know is the best in this life and the next. That is that dua. So if you learn this dua, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, and you use this dua for your parents, then also you're asking Allah to grant your parents the highest?
Jannah.
Okay, very good question. Another question came from Khadija, mashallah. We have so many Khadijas, mashallah. This Khadija asked me that how come اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق was the first verse Allah revealed. What does reveal mean? Allah sent it down, right? Allah sent it down, right, with Jibreel alayhi salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reveal something means to make something known to somebody else when they didn't know it before. So when we say the Quran was revealed, we mean that the Quran was taught to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but before that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't know it. That's what reveal means. Someone asked the question, what does revealed mean? Okay? So Khadija is asking, Suratul Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, Suratul Alaq, was revealed first, or the first five verses were revealed first. Why do we find it at the end of the Quran? Right? And that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember we said, revealed the Quran over 23 years. Different ayat came at different times. And Jibreel alayhi salam used to tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where to put the ayat and where to put the different words and the different ayat. And that way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach the Sahaba. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum memorized the Quran like that. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum as well, they left things as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them that اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق is in Surah Al-Alaq, right? And according to some scholars, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also taught the Sahaba where to put the surahs in the Quran. So even though اقرأ Surah Al-Alaq might have the first verses of the Quran, but according to some scholars, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba where to put it, and they had to follow what he taught them. So for example, he taught them that Surah Al-Fatiha comes first, and Surah Al-Alaq comes in the last juz. And that is what they did. They followed the instruction. Why? Because the Quran is whose words?
Allah's
words. It's from Allah. So the Quran has to be how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be. So I hope that answers your question, Ya Khadija. Okay. Now, in Ramadan week, on the first day, we discussed the virtues of Ramadan. On the second day, we discussed the virtues of?
Fasting.
On the third day, we discussed the virtues of?
The Quran.
Very good. Well done. Today, we want to discuss the virtues of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Remember, in our first episode, we discussed that Allah creates what He wants and He gives a special importance to certain things over
other things.
So Allah created all the nights of the year, and then He, as Ahmed told us, that Allah chose the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and He made those last 10 nights the best of all nights. Isn't it?
Yes.
And then we said out of these 10 nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose one night and He made it the best of all the nights. And that is the night in which the Quran was revealed, known as Laylatul Qadr. So today we're going to study the virtues of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, inshallah, and Laylatul Qadr. And before that, Ahmed, inshallah, is going to recite for us. He's going to come closer, inshallah, and audibly, loudly, he's going to come closer, Ahmed. Come closer here. Excellent. He's going to recite for us Suratul Qadr. Inshallah. Go ahead, Ahmed.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام
هي حتى مطلع الفجر ما شاء الله. That was quite a long breath in one of the Ayat Ahmed, mashallah. Barakallahu fiqh, ya Ahmed, may Allah bless you and bless all the children of the Ummah. Ameen. So Ahmed, mashallah, someone asked the other day, how old are the children? And I told you all in the first episode, but you might have forgotten, we have Khadija who's 3 years old, mashallah. We have Abdullah who's 10 years old, he's the eldest, and he needs to be the guide for the rest of his siblings, for his brother and sister. And we have Ahmed, mashallah, who's in the middle of Abdullah and Khadija, and he is 7 years old, alhamdulillah. All right, so Allah says about Laylatul Qadr, Allah says, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr, and I explained this to you yesterday, that Allah here is telling us that Allah revealed the Quran from the Lawh al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, to the house of honor on the first heaven, on which night? Laylatul Qadr. So Allah is telling us that Allah sent the Quran down on Laylatul Qadr. Then Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ What will make you understand and realize how amazing Laylatul Qadr is? What will make you understand? It's so amazing. What can make you understand this? And Allah tells us this in the Quran to make us think and to gather our attention, so we pay attention, right? Allah is going to tell us something amazing. So Allah says, we revealed the Quran during Laylatul Qadr, and what will make you understand how amazing Laylatul Qadr is? So when you hear this, start thinking, you start focusing, you want to hear what Allah is going to say next. Allah says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The night of Qadr, which is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, is better than 1,000 months. Subhanallah, 1,000 months.
How many years is that?
How many years is that, Ahmed is asking. That 1,000 months is around 83 years. And note, Allah didn't say that Laylatul Qadr is equal to 1,000 months. He said Laylatul Qadr is better, khayrun, better than 1,000 months. So 1,000 months is just a number in your mind to think, wow, subhanAllah, one night equals more than 1,000 months. 1,000 months is a lot. How much exactly? Allah didn't tell us how much exactly. Allah didn't tell us how much exactly. He let you imagine that, right? Because already 1,000 is a lot. Now remember when we discussed Nuh alayhi salam, we said Nuh alayhi salam lived for more than 1,000 years. Remember that?
Yes.
More than 1,000 years. Now somebody might be saying, but that's not fair. Because he lived for more than 1,000 years, so he could build a super gigantic Jannah. Because he had more time. How long are we going to live for? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we will live between 60 to 70 years. Between average between 60 and 70 years. Some people might get to 100, but some people might only get to 40. Right? So if you balance it, it's between 60 and 70 years. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went back to Allah when he was how old? 63 years old. Okay? 63 years old. So imagine. So somebody might say, we only can build Jannah for 60 to 70 years. And Nuh and his people were building Jannah for over 1,000 years. Of course they're going to have a bigger Jannah. So Allah, subhanallah, he gave us Laylatul Qadr.
Did Nuh
alayhi salam
have Laylatul Qadr?
No, we have Laylatul Qadr. We have Ahmed is saying, did Nuh alayhi salam have Laylatul Qadr? And Khadija is saying, did Sulaiman alayhi salam have Laylatul Qadr? No, we have Laylatul Qadr. Allah has given the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam this special night. Okay? So if you live, let's say you catch Laylatul Qadr. Why do I say catch? Because you have to search for it, and I'll tell you about that just now. Let's say you catch Laylatul Qadr for 10 years, right? 10 years, and each, let's say each night of Laylatul Qadr is 83 years, okay? 10 years times 83 is 830 years, right? Let's say you do 20 years, you times that by 2. Let's say you do 30 years, you times that by 3. So subhanAllah, we have a chance to build Jannah more than the people who lived for more than 1,000 years. But we have to work hard. Every Ramadan, especially in the last 10 nights, we have to search for Laylatul Qadr by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. Now I know somebody might say, please tell us when is Laylatul Qadr? When is Laylatul Qadr? I'll tell you just now, okay? So the first thing is, the best nights of the year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and the best of the last 10 nights of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. Now, when is Laylatul Qadr? Well, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that any of the last 10 nights can be Laylatul Qadr. Any of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So from the 21st night of Ramadan until the last night of Ramadan, any of these nights can be Laylatul Qadr.
Is Laylatul Qadr on the same night every year?
Abdullah is asking, is Laylatul Qadr on the same night every year? We don't know exactly. But some scholars looked at the evidence, and some of our teachers, and they told us, or some of them had the view, that it's on the same night every year. And from the Sahaba, we have someone who said, I swear by Allah, it's on the 27th night every year. Right? However, when we look at the evidences together, some other scholars said it can be any night of the last 10 nights, and it moves every year from one night to the other night. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to search for it during the last 10 nights, and especially during the odd nights. Now this doesn't mean on the even nights you should not search for it, but this means if you don't have enough strength, if you don't have enough strength to do it, you know, to search for it during all the 10 nights, then at least during the odd nights. What are odd nights? The 21st night of Ramadan, the 23rd night of Ramadan, the 25th night of Ramadan, the 27th night of Ramadan, and the 29th night of Ramadan. So this is half of 10. So if you can't do all 10, search for half of the 10. Which half? The odd half.
But does it mean they're always on the odd, or can you see it on the even?
As I said, some scholars say it's fixed. Some scholars say it moves during the 10. So it could be on the even, it could be on the odd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we look at his teachings, he taught us, search for it during the last 10. In another narration, he taught us, search for it during the last 7. In another narration, he taught us, search for it during the odd nights. Right? Which means, so the scholars looked at all these narrations and they said that this teaches us that Laylatul Qadr moves every year from night to night. So during 1 year, he said search for it during the last 10. During another year, during the last 7. Because it was going to be on one of the 7 nights. So, all right? And then in 1 year, he said search for it during the odd nights. For that year, it was going to be during
the odd
nights. So what we say is the safest way is to search for Laylatul Qadr throughout all the 10 nights of Ramadan. You do some special worship during all the 10 nights of Ramadan. But if you can't, then make sure you do it on the odd nights. And if you can't, then make sure you catch the 27th night. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The reality is we don't know when is Laylatul Qadr. Now someone might say, if Laylatul Qadr is so special, why don't we know when Laylatul Qadr is? It's such a special night. Why didn't Allah tell us?
So we worship on all the nights.
MashaAllah. Abdullah tells us, Allah didn't tell us when, because if Allah told us when, we'll just sleep every night and only wake up during one night of the year. We say, khalas, we'll just wake up for Laylatul Qadr and we get more than 1,000?
Yes.
More than 1,000 months of reward, right? And Allah wants us to worship Him always. Allah wants us to grow our Jannah more and more and more. If you worship every day and you catch Laylatul Qadr, your Jannah will be much bigger than a person who only wakes up on Laylatul Qadr and worships Allah. So you're right. This is one of the reasons. But also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam something happened during his time. And we learn this from the narration of Ubadah ibn Samit. Ubadah ibn Samit, radiallahu anhu, a famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that once during one night in Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or during one night, we don't know if it was in Ramadan or not, he didn't say. Khadija's cat is greeting us, mashallah. What's the cat saying, Khadija?
Saying, what is it?
Oh, he's asking, what is the hadith? All right, Khadija's cat is asking us, what is the hadith? Let's see the cat. So some people want to see the cat, mashallah. Khadija sits in her lesson with her cat these days, mashallah. Keep the cat close, okay? So, Ubadah ibn Samit, radiallahu anhu, he says, once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out at night to inform us of Laylatul Qadr, to inform us about the night of Qadr, the night of power, the night of decree, the night of worship. But when he came out, he saw two Muslims quarreling. What does quarreling mean? Arguing. They were as if they were fighting with their words. Someone says something, no, it was like this, no, it was like that. They're quarreling, they were arguing. We don't know why, right? Why do you sometimes quarrel with Abdullah? And Abdullah sometimes quarrels with you. Sometimes quarrels happen, isn't it? Right. So, Ahmed was asking me, why were they quarreling? We don't know why they were quarreling, but they were quarreling. They were arguing. So what happened? Allah took the knowledge away from the mind and heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He forgot it. Allah made him forget it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I came out to tell you when Laylatul Qadr is, but such and such a person were quarreling. So Allah made me forget. He took the news away. However, for your own good, search for it during the odd nights. And in this narration, he mentioned 29, 27, and 25. Means on that year, it would have been on one of those nights. Right? So Allah had taught him that year, when is Laylatul Qadr? But then Allah made him forget because two people were quarreling. What does this teach us, boys and girls?
We shouldn't quarrel.
What does this teach us, boys and girls? Does Allah like people fighting?
No.
No. Does Allah like people arguing?
No.
No. And if you quarrel and argue, will Allah help you or not help you?
Not help you.
Allah helps people who are together. Allah helps people who are united. When people play with each other together nicely, they share their things, they don't fight, they put Allah first, not their toys first. They like their toys, they like their books, they like their pens, they like their things, but they know that they like Allah more. And Allah likes it when we share. So they say, I like my toy, but I love Allah more. And Allah likes me to share, so I'll share. Right? That's what Allah loves. But for people to fight and quarrel and say, this is mine. No, this is mine. No, it's my turn. No, it's my turn. No, you're taking too long. And we start quarreling. Ahmed laughing, huh? Khadija, that funny?
Yes.
Right? So when we start quarreling, Allah doesn't love this. And especially when we're big people. When big people do it, Allah doesn't like it even more. All right? So from a small age, we should practice not arguing, not quarreling. So when we're bigger, we don't quarrel and we don't argue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. Then Allah tells us what also happens during Laylatul Qadr. Allah tells us, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. The angels come down from the heavens to the earth with the main angel, Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam is the most special angel. And he used to bring the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Does the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like Quran or doesn't like Quran?
Of course he likes the Quran. Who doesn't like the Quran?
Shaytan
doesn't like the Quran. Ahsanti ya Khadija. So, Jibreel comes down with the angels. And they come down with all the rules that Allah reveals on that night. The scholars of Islam teach us that on the night of Laylatul Qadr, Allah reveals all the rules for the year. Who's going to be born? Who's going to die? Who's going to eat? Who's going to get a job? who's going to lose their job, whose job is going to change, everything. Who's going to pass the exams? Everything is revealed on that night, right? This year, there's going to be coronavirus. This is going to happen. That is going to happen. All this is revealed during Laylatul Qadr, and the angels come down with all these commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has released and made known to the angels on the night of power and decree and virtue. And that's why when we translate Laylatul Qadr, we say it's the night of power and decree, because Allah decrees everything that will happen this year, and virtue. Virtue means it's special because it's better than 1,000 months. Whoever worships Allah, they will get the rewards of better than 1,000 months. But don't forget, like Abdullah said, mashallah, even though we don't know, it's not all bad, because at least we have a guideline from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that guideline is, it's in the last 10 nights. So if we worship Allah in the last 10 nights, as we said, we're going to get even more rewards. Okay? So don't be sad that we don't know. We say we don't know, but alhamdulillah, we can worship Allah more, and at least we know we have a chance to find and catch the night. Okay, what should we do during Laylatul Qadr? What should we do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that we should spend as much of the night awake, not sleeping. And what should we do? We should read salah, we should recite the Quran, we should make dua to Allah, we should praise Allah by saying Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, and all the different ways to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should pray, we should give charity, we should try and do everything that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But especially we should praise salah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever stands the night of Laylatul Qadr, believing in Allah and believing in the rewards that Allah has promised him or her, Allah will forgive all their sins. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned standing the night. So we should pray salah. Now, if you're a small boy, small girl, like mashallah, our young learners have, we have children from the ages of 6 to 12, it's difficult to stay awake the whole night. So what can you do? Well, you can at least, if you sleep at 8 o'clock every day, for example, sleep at 8:30, for example. Or in Ramadan, if you're not reading Taraweeh because you're small, let's say you're 6 or 7 or 8, at least the last 10 nights of Ramadan, start reading Taraweeh. This Ramadan, you're probably going to read at home with your parents. If the masjid are closed, no problem, read with your parents. If you can't read all the Taraweeh with them, at least read half, okay? If you're 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old, make sure you read all the Taraweeh with your parents, okay? Or you can even be the imam and your parents can follow you. So that's what you can do before you sleep. Right? Because you're small and you need to sleep, at least you can pray the Taraweeh, then go to sleep. Then what you can do, you can ask your parents to wake you up. To wake you up half an hour at least before you normally wake up to eat suhoor. Right? In Ramadan, we wake up early in the morning to eat some food so that we can fast. It's called suhoor. And it's a very special time to eat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, have suhoor. Eat at suhoor time because there's barakah. There's blessings in the food that you eat. And when you do it, Allah rewards you, and it's beloved to Allah because Allah knows that you're doing it because you want to fast. So Allah rewards you. So tell your parents this Ramadan, during the last 10 nights, normally, if you wake us up, for example, at 4 o'clock in the morning, wake us up at 3:30. So we can read some Quran and read some Salah and so on and so forth. To some of our attendees, please can I remind you to be respectful in your chats, okay? Right? We learned how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us to have good character and not to argue. So I'm seeing some of the chats. Some people are saying things that are not appropriate. It's not related to the lesson. We're talking about Laylatul Qadr, not about football or Muhammad Salah or anything else. So please be respectful, okay? Because Allah is watching everything you type, everything you write. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to ask you about everything you said and everything you typed and everything you wrote. He's going to question us about everything, okay? So please be respectful in the comment box. And for those who are disrespectful, please say sorry, all right? Because if we say sorry, then Allah will forgive us, inshallah. Okay. Some people asked the question and they said, I look for Laylatul Qadr every night. How do I know that it was Laylatul Qadr? Now, in reality, only Allah knows. But sometimes you feel in your heart that, subhanAllah, this night was special. When I prayed, I just felt like I was in Jannah. Just felt special, right? But also the Prophet ﷺ taught us that one of the signs that last night was Laylatul Qadr, so you only know after the night's finished. There's no clues before, but we have a clue after. The Prophet ﷺ said that one of the signs that it was Laylatul Qadr is when the sun rises the next day, it rises softly. It doesn't have rays, bright rays. You know, when the sun rises, it has bright rays. I mean, you can't look at the sun, right? But after Laylatul Qadr, mashallah, we said Laylatul Qadr and the sun came out. Huh? We said the sun. I said the sun rises with rays and Allah brought the rays, mashallah. So one of the signs that it was Laylatul Qadr is the next day when the sun rises, it rises with a soft light. You can actually look at the sun. It's not too bright with too many rays. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
Some people get dreams.
Some people get dreams. That's true. Once during... Thank you, Abdullah, for reminding me.
Sometimes I had a frog dream inside.
Oh, Khadija said once she had a frog dream. Okay, but Abdullah spoke about another dream, yeah, Khadija. Once at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba all saw dreams that Laylatul Qadr will be in the last 7 nights of Ramadan. So they told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all your dreams are matching, so search for Laylatul Qadr in the last 7 nights, right? And sometimes some pious people, some of our sheikhs, they have dreams or people have dreams and call them and tell them that, subhanAllah, last night we had a dream that it was Laylatul Qadr. And there's so many people who call them. And then they send a message out to say, perhaps it was Laylatul Qadr last night because we received many dreams that people felt it was or saw in their dream that it was Laylatul Qadr. It doesn't matter whether you see a dream or you don't see a dream. You don't need to see a dream to get Laylatul Qadr. You don't need to see the sun rising to get Laylatul Qadr. What's important is that you search for the night, and as small boys and small girls, you start now, okay, doing a little bit more ibadah during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and in your heart, what's your intention? I want to find
Laylatul Qadr.
Okay, now, the last thing I want to say to my young boys and young girls is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that Allah judges our actions based on how good we are at the end. That's a mercy from Allah, right? And that is why, inshallah, it's a mercy from Allah that He made the most special nights of Ramadan the last 10 nights. Because sometimes in the first 10 days of Ramadan, we're not used to fasting, we're feeling tired, so we're sleeping more, right? And then it makes us sad. We say, subhanAllah, Ramadan is already halfway gone. I didn't read so much Quran. I didn't pray so much Salah. You know, I was sleeping most of the time when it was fasting time. I was feeling weak. So shaitan tries to make you sad, right? Shaitan sometimes can whisper. It's not strong because now he's chained, right? But the thoughts come in your mind. So when you think like that, remind yourself that no, Allah's going to judge my Ramadan, especially based on how strong my last 10 days of Ramadan are, and how strong my last 10 nights of Ramadan are. So don't be sad and get ready to be the most amazing Muslim in the last 10 days and last 10 nights of Ramadan. Because if your last 10 days and last 10 nights are the strongest, Allah will take those rewards and reward you for your first 10 days and first 10 nights. What? And your second 10 days and your second 10 nights. But this doesn't mean, as Ahmed is telling us, that we should just play around during the first 10 and second 10, right, Ahmed? It doesn't mean that we should say, khalas, let's play Xbox and let's just play Wii, Nintendo Wii, and let's not pray Quran.
Let's not pray Quran, just play Wii Fit.
Khadija says, we can't say let's not pray Quran and just pray, play Wii Fit. No, it doesn't mean you should play around in the first 10 and second 10. You must try your best, okay? But be even more better in the last 10 of Ramadan. That's what we're saying, okay? All right, brothers and sisters in Islam, my young boys and my young girls, this brings us to the end of today's lesson. And that means that tomorrow we have our last lesson. in terms of this installment of the Little Learners Hub. Okay, it's our last lesson, but I have a surprise for you all. But I won't tell you what the surprise is. I'll only tell you the surprise tomorrow. Why am I going to tell you the surprise tomorrow? Because tomorrow's episode is dedicated to the day of Eid. And Eid is a day of presents. Okay? So I'm going to tell you the surprise tomorrow. So join me tomorrow, Friday, at 11 a.m. UK time. And bring as many of your cousins, as many of your friends, as many of your family on, right? Let's get the numbers up. Share the lesson. Like the lesson. Subscribe to the channel. Tell everyone to come tomorrow, because tomorrow we're going to learn about the day of Eid. And there's going to be a surprise announcement, inshallah. Don't forget to do the worksheets. It's in the description box below the video. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And I love building Jannah with you all. Until tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mama.